Welcome to Liberate Your Authentic Self with Dr. Andrea Pennington, the prescription for living your life out loud. Tune in daily to get fired up with insight and inspiration for purposeful living, conscious relationships, and soulful success. Hey, it's Dr. Andrea here. I am so fortunate to be able to host this radio show, Liberate Your Authentic Self, but I'm also the managing director for Make Your Mark Global. We are a boutique branding, publishing, and media production agency that provide global services to transformational teachers, mentors, and coaches. And what makes us unique is that we're bringing soul and elevated consciousness to this whole idea about communication, branding, and marketing. So from time to time, I want to highlight the success of some of my students, mentees, and clients because they are truly transforming the world through their programs, through their mentoring and coaching, as well as just their presence on the planet. One of the gifts of being fully tuned in to who you are, what makes you unique, and really loving yourself, it means that you get to show up for all of the relationships in your life, and you get to really have the impact that makes a difference to you and to others. So I'm really excited to share with you a very brief little case study with one of my clients. You may have heard her before here on America Out Loud. It's Helena Philipsen from Denmark. Well, I'm always excited to connect with my friend, my colleague, my client slash mentees extraordinaire, Helena Philipsen. Yay!
As am I.
I know, we have so much fun together. I love that it is now like our 1 year anniversary. And you have been, of course, a model client slash student mentee. Like your business and even just you as an expert and an authority, your confidence level, I've seen everything go through the roof. And in fact, I don't know anyone who's made as much progress and transformation as you in the last 12 months. But even what's crazy is the first like 5 or 6 months, everything in about your brand was completely transformed. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Why don't we just at least take us back to when we met, I guess it was November 2016, when I was speaking at, what was that?
Elevate.
In Copenhagen.
Elevating Copenhagen, yeah.
And then we started off our work together with the Authentic Authority Bootcamp. And so just tell me a little bit about where you were business-wise.
Yeah, I think it is actually our 1 year anniversary. And I remember it, I want to say like it was yesterday, because what sums it up best, Andrea, is that I was really confused. Okay. So I felt like I was clear on my mission. I felt like I was clear on my skills. I felt like I was clear on a lot of different sort of moving parts. But what I couldn't figure out how to do was to glue it all together in a way that it made sense. And I kept feeling like I would look to one expert here for social media. I would look to one expert here on maybe speaking stuff or content or marketing or, and it just became super overwhelming because I didn't, you know, then I would use some dollars here and some dollars there. And at the end of the day, what I was really left with all the time, and which I think is one of the best things for me with having worked with you, was that I didn't have anybody who actually really saw me. I didn't have anybody who really got what I brought to the table in doing what I do. Because, I mean, let's face it, there are many mentors and coaches and people out there doing light work and helping people and facilitating change like I do with my emotional eating. But when I met you and we spoke for the first time in January or whenever it was, I could tell immediately that you actually saw me, you know? I mean, you can't fake that stuff. So So you saw me and you got my vibe and my language, and I swear sometimes and I have my quirky ways, and so you really got me, and I could just feel that that's what I needed. That's really what I needed, because a lot of those sort of standardized solutions that were out there for marketing or for positioning myself or building my brand, which is where I was at, you know, I actually kind of, I want to admit, thought I was done with that.
I know, because when you sent me that website, I was like, wait a minute. I spent time with you on Skype. I got to feel exactly what you're saying. I saw you, your vibe. I know a lot about emotional eating from my days treating people with eating disorders. So I know what you did, and I knew your vibe, and I knew your vision. And then I saw that website. And I was like, it doesn't communicate any, not even one iota of that. And I was like, do you remember? I was like, I don't know how I'm going to tell her this. I'm just going to have to be honest.
Yeah. No, and that's another quality. For me, that's been a huge quality of everything we've done together, whether it's been, you know, friendly talking or sparring on business and all the mentoring that you've helped me with. And so when I started on the boot camp, that was part of it for me, was that honesty, actually. You're touching on exactly that point, was that, you know, of course you're not. I mean, I don't have to say this. I think people feel that instantly. You're not mean. That's not what it's about at all. But honest feedback is so essential. And I hadn't really gotten that anywhere else at all. So for it to be brought together to a whole, when suddenly it all came together, and then it almost felt like I got a bit of tunnel vision, you know? Because it's like, okay, so this is how I channel all my juiciness, all my knowledge, all my wisdom into this, into my mission, into my work. And I remember it wasn't so long after we started also that I got to actually put words onto my mission, something that sounds quite simple, maybe quite sort of what's my mission statement, you know, or my elevator pitch, you know, but I can't even tell. And it's so funny. I think about it at least like a handful of times during just 1 week, how grateful I am for that work we did together. Because you know what? Every time I have a request to speak on a summit, every time somebody wants to interview me about something, I revert back to that initial work we did, because I now have it. I have all my core stuff in place.
Yeah.
So I can send it out, you know?
And that's a big thing, especially for people who have multiple passions and multiple areas of expertise. And definitely when you get into the space where you're working on a soul or a spiritual mission as a light worker, you got to be able to communicate that in a way that normal people, that the average person can understand. So let's talk about that. So you had no website, and now your website is kick-ass, amazing, totally has your vibe. I remember coaching you on getting photos. You went and got these amazing, gorgeous photos done with Matilda. Just gorgeous. And then I remember I introduced you to someone for your first summit, and now you're like, you're out there rocking them. You're doing multiple summits. You've hosted your own summit. Like, this is crazy, y'all. You don't understand. Helena has not only been on summits, and she's getting featured for her expertise, and we did some coaching through the media success thing, but now you went off, and I got this email, and I'm like, or a Facebook post, and I'm like, what? Helena's hosting a summit? I'm like, excuse me. She does. It's like the surgeon's motto, see one, do one, teach one. So it was like, you've done a couple, and now you're like, okay, I'll host my own. So now you're, and the other thing that also exploded just in terms of you as a voice, as an expert, is I invited you onto the show, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure on America Out Loud, and you completely owned it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that, you being out now as a voice on video and on radio and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it ties back to the first part, which is, you know, when you're a beginner, or if you're new, maybe beginner is the wrong word, but when you're new, actually getting all the stuff we just talked about in place so that you know it's there, you know what the words are, you know what the colors are, you know what the fonts are when that whole platform is in place. I think that's when you overcome some of the fear of doing a summit or an interview, or then, you know, getting to be a radio host in the States and all those things, because, You're bringing it. You feel more comfortable bringing it. So you go out and you get that practice. And that's what I was so, you know, fortunate to be able to do, which has been so amazing. So I've gotten to get so much practice on the summits, like you said, and then on the radio and then with the interviews. And then for me being, you know me, I'm very sort of action orientated. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to go out and take it then, you know, I'm going to go out and do it. You know, it helps, Andrea, you know, it's helped me so much to have you on, like, in my ringside, you know, in like my corner, you know, sort of saying, this works, this is brilliant. No, that's too soon. Hold off on that. You know, maybe try going all in on this. Test this out, you know, get some experience, you know, just go out there and put yourself out there and see what happens. Take that, then you can start molding it or changing it. And so that support has also actually been a really big deal for me, because otherwise insecurity pops in, right? Like, yeah. It would for anybody. You would have to be, to not get insecure about sort of stepping into the global marketplace with all of those things. So I agree.
You also had a huge vision. So we had to like pare it down and start logically so that you didn't try stuff and then not get the kind of return that you wanted. And I remember getting a WhatsApp message from you just before the holidays where you were just like exasperated. I have too many clients. You had actually launched a group coaching course. Like you, I don't know if you actually take in all that you have accomplished. You've got a group course. You've got clients now. Now, also, look at where she is, where she's sitting. She actually now has a physical location. And if you can see behind her, she's also got two workbooks for her emotional eating and her food freedom days. And she has an ebook on what is emotional eating. So, my God, you have done everything that we outlined in that vision has pretty much been checked off. Now all we have to do is get you on some more stages where you're speaking.
Yeah, it has. It's been, I want to say crazy, but yet again, then again, it wasn't crazy because it was also a lot of hard work. And I definitely did put in the work, but I will say so did you. I mean, you know, the guidance is invaluable. It really is, because see, that's where normally I would then go out and say, okay, like I want to do an online group, so I better buy this program on how do you do an online course. And then there'll be this expert and he'll tell you, my standard solution is that if you just do this, you know, you'll make $10,000 in 3 months and anybody can do it no matter what line of work you're in. And I'd be sitting there going, but my people have a lot of shame. My people have, you know, a lot of blocks and old convictions with them and limiting beliefs. And he's like, huh? You know? And so, I mean, yeah, no, the guidance in this has been key for me to be able to throw a ball to you and have it bounce back, whether it was, you know, on Facebook, in the group, in the programs, or in the mentoring, has been really key to me when I had that, oh my God, like there's almost too much now. Okay, so
yeah, and seeing you fly around, now you're having clients in multiple countries. So it's not like you're just rocking it there in Denmark or online groups. You went, what did you do? You flew to Belgium. You were in, what was the other one? London?
Yep.
Clients in the United States. So like in record time, you're able to like help people. And what has this done, I think, overall for your confidence that you know now you can actually rock it and win?
It's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing, because I think one of the things that I needed was both like a little push, but also a helping hand in testing it out. I mean, that became one of my new mottos, is test and try. Just test and try and kind of cut off all the expectations, you know, take what comes, learn from it, grow from it. And so now I dare do it. You know, I still get nervous about stuff. I mean, of course I do, you know, then suddenly I have a client in Australia and I, you know, like all these things. And so I'll still get nervous, but not in a bad way. And I'm getting to have so much experience now that I feel completely at home within my topic. I know this is my expertise. This is my wisdom. This is where I know my stuff with my eyes closed. You could wake me up in the middle of the night and I'd be like, hey, okay, I see what's happening with you, because this is what I know, you know? But now I just dare share that with the world. Whereas before, I was a little bit reluctant with that too, because I wasn't, am I good enough? I mean, can I do it? Can I be professional enough? Can I be, and I think like your words of wisdom was basically just, listen, you just need to be you. You just need to be you. And then here are some ways in which you can share your message and people will actually understand it,
yeah.
Right?
And that's the key, because people will then self-identify that you're the expert, you're going to be able to help me, and I'm willing to do this with you, even though many people who have emotional eating or eating disorders have, like you talked about, all the shame and the guilt and the fear and all of that. So I think it's been beautiful.
We'll be back with more of Helena's success story after the break.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new era in talk radio, America Out Loud, providing you with diverse voices, heated discussions, and honest opinions about life, love, politics, health, and well-being. Discover the Out Loud perspective to society and lifestyle, politics, your faith and spirituality, personal development, and living an out loud life. You're listening to Liberate Your Authentic Self with Dr. Andrea Pennington.
What have been some of the success stories from some of the clients you've worked with so far? I loved how you invited people to actually celebrate at the end, and they came to your space, Lightworks, in Copenhagen. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we just did that. We did what, it's a Danish phenomena, but maybe it isn't Danish, where instead of doing a New Year's Eve that you would normally probably reserve for friend, loved ones, family, whatever, then a couple of weeks after New Year's, you gather with people, and it is kind of like a New Year celebration, a New Year courtship, I almost want to call it. So what I did was I just decided we'd had such a good time in those online groups that I did last year. I thought, okay, let me just throw out an open invitation. Would you guys like to actually meet in real life? And they were just, yay, they were all about it. And so was I. And so, okay, I said, I'll open up Lightworks. We can meet here. I'll make sure that there's something appropriate to eat and drink or whatever. And it'll be about connecting with each other. And so they flew in from all over the place, all over the country, but also from abroad, and which was just like, you know, talk about gratitude. I mean, that was just very, very moving for me and for them, I think. So we celebrated like that, and that was, yeah. But other than that, I mean, I just had another testimonial email today from out of the blue from a lady saying, listen, this has changed my life. I now have a toolbox packed with tools that I'll be able to use whenever I need them for the rest of my life. Connecting with other women in a group I never thought would have been possible for me, like that opening up, sharing the stuff I did, and my growth has just been crazy. So I can't, you know, thank you enough for the method you've developed, and I'm so happy I bumped into you. And you know, I get these testimonials where I'm like, you know, because I so remember what it felt like to be in their shoes. But anyway, of course, there's also the ego part of me that is very, very freaking thrilled that they are getting these amazing results with my method. And I wouldn't have been able to connect with them if they hadn't found me on my beautiful new website, you know?
Yeah, and you also rock it on social media.
I do what I can, and I try really not to focus on the stuff. Before, I was very focused on, you know, like how many likes would it get, or how many. And, you know, now, obviously, having been through the boot camp and the program with you, you know, I have my focus is entirely elsewhere, and that works.
Yeah.
It really does work, because what they want is they want to connect, you know. And I remember you've said that to me, words of wisdom, so many times. You've said, what we all want is connect to the source. We just want to connect to the source. So make yourself available, you know, on that Facebook Live, in that group of yours, in that. And so I've done that, and like, you know, amen, knock on wood. That's, you know.
Well, I'm glad you bring up the idea of connection, because that's why I'm so excited to partner with you on the Real Self-Love Movement. Because when people are coming out of shame and guilt and hiding and learning to love their authentic self, no matter what sort of drama or trauma they've had in the past, they need connection. They need to connect with a community that gets them, that sees them, that loves them unconditionally. So I think what you've done with emotional eating is going to fit so perfectly within the Real Self-Love Movement. Because I really do see nurturing our body and coming to a point where we don't reach for food to comfort ourselves or to feel loved or to, you know, any number of reasons why we might abuse food. So thank you for being willing to join us on this Real Self-Love Movement.
Yes, it is Real Self-Love. That is basically, it sums up all the work that I do. So when I heard that, and when you said that, and introducing this whole big movement of yours with that, I'm like, yes, I'm all in. I'll carry the biggest banner.
Yeah. I love it. So in addition to you hosting events now in multiple cities, but starting off in Copenhagen, tell me about Food Freedom Days.
Yes. Basically, I came up with the idea because I discovered that there was a lot of people who want to connect to the work that I do, but who maybe are not at a place yet where they feel that they want to dive into a one-on-one mentoring for 12 weeks, maybe don't want to participate in an 8-week online program. It could also be that financially they can't. It could be that they want inspiration. I just discovered that there's a lot of people out there who want to get started doing this work with themselves, right? By themselves. And I thought, okay, how do we do this? Because we know from experience with like all these self-development events that you've gone to, that I've gone to, we know that 3-5% go home and do stuff. Everybody else doesn't change ish, nothing, right? So we get inspired, but we don't change anything in our lives. So I thought, what's it going to take? What we need is those 2 to 2.5 days together where we start working my method, where we start working the exercises, or where, if you've already done some of this work, you know, you're maybe in recovery, you get to reconnect to the healing. It brings you back on track. It brings the good exercises in. And I thought, that's it, because then you've gotten to go into the layers below with that work before you go home. So you're rolling. And I thought, then the vibe of it, the inspiration, the connection, the tribe of it, I just thought that is the event that I have wanted to go to my whole life.
Yeah.
So that is why it makes sense. You know, it creates those connections for, you know, often for life, because it is that shame-free space. And then it has a positive focus.
Yeah.
Food freedom, you know, we get to step out of comfort eating or emotional eating or maybe just a troublesome relationship with food or with our bodies and our weight, and then dive into what is the work that makes sense for me every day. What is the good little things on awareness, on compassion, on real self-love mm-hmm. that I can do? So that is the essence of the Food Freedom Days.
I love it. I can't wait to join you for that. I can't wait to host one in the south of France or maybe in the United States with you. I would love, love, love that. Well, my dear, you have been such an inspiration to me. You are definitely the reason why I go the extra mile with my mentoring clients, because it's just a joy. It's a joy to know that not only are you rocking it in business, you're earning much more than what you invested with the programs, but you're touching lives and you're able to instantly see the effects that you're having with people. So I just want to say I honor you and I celebrate with you. And I'm so, so happy and proud of you. And I look forward to all the things we're going to partner on next.
Yes, and I thank you. And I say all of those gorgeous things right back to you. I call you my one-stop shop because you have both the tools and the knowledge and the love and the spirituality. And that is what I needed. It was that one place where it all came together. So I thank you. You know, there's a thing we say in emotional eating treatments. We say, thank you for being here so that I can be here, you know, and that's very much what it is for me. So I thank you too, Andrea, for everything you have lifted and guided and shown me so that I can do what I do today.
Much love. Thank you, darling. I wish you a fabulous rest of your day.
Yes, you too.
So everyone, if you haven't already checked her out, HelenaPhillipsen.com. And if you speak Danish, you can go to the .dk. Check her out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. She is out there spreading positivity and love. Hey there, it's Dr. Andrea from Make Your Mark Global with a special invitation for you to get published this year by co-authoring my next book. The next book that we are publishing is in the Life After Trauma series, Life Rewritten, Inspiring Stories of Breaking the Silence to Boost Resilience. So if you have a message or a story that you believe could help people, could change lives, and maybe even impact millions, I want to share with you the one way that will put you on the fast track to getting published this year. So this next series of books is a Life After Trauma series where we want to highlight and showcase authors from around the world who have experienced some sort of trauma or experience that would normally make most of us hide or run for cover. But not only have they survived, but they are thriving. So if that's you or if that's someone you know, then please watch this video and please share this video. The Life After Trauma series will have a different focal point for each book. The first book that we're doing is going to cover love, sex, and relationship trauma. So the Life Rewritten series is allowing people to finally share their story, remove the shame and the stigma, and explain how you have not only healed and survived, but now you're living life on your own terms. We know that some people experience traumatic events or loss or a death in the family or some sort of abuse, and sometimes they just crumble. They don't bounce back. They might experience some post-traumatic stress. But then there are other people who, despite all odds seemingly against them, not only have they survived, but they've turned it around and now they're thriving. They're experiencing what psychologists term post-traumatic growth. And we want to highlight and showcase that because now is the time for us to really recognize that we can tap into our human potential to thrive, to bounce back, to be more resilient than ever. So if you happen to know someone who has experienced the trauma of love, sex, or relationships, and that could be sexual abuse, molestation, it could be even love addiction or codependency, then we really want to share their stories of how they've overcome. Because many people find that being in talk therapy can help in some respects, but the literature supports that journaling, that writing, that communicating, and finally owning your story by using your voice can be incredibly healing for each of us and especially for people who might be a little further behind you in their own healing process. Now, a few years ago, I opened up for the very first time about my experience with depression and anxiety. This was something that I hid. I kept it to myself because I was really afraid that people would think that I was weak, that they would see me as a doctor who didn't really have her stuff together. And the first time that I shared my personal story, again, in a group book with several other authors, it was for the Heart to Heart, The Path to Wellness series. And at the same time, I actually came out in a really big way with my first TEDx, where I again admitted that I had been hiding a really terrible battle with depression. Now, what that did for me was it helped me really stop hiding. It really set me free to just own the fact that I had had these experiences that kind of had me confused about what my purpose was in life. And even though I was trying to live up to everyone else's expectations and I was doing everything that I was told should make me happy and feel fulfilled, I wasn't. Now, that writing was kind of therapeutic in the first sense because I finally got it off my chest. And then later sharing it in a TED Talk and giving interviews, it was really scary at first because I was so afraid that people would judge me. But that letting go of that weight was really, it was really a revelation because I knew that it was going to help me to stop hiding and feeling that sense of shame, but I had no idea the impact that it was going to have on other people. Now, of course, I've seen in my practice as a doctor and acupuncturist and doing spiritual teaching, I've seen the power of what happens with my clients after they start journaling or after they share in a private group what their experience has been with these stressful or traumatic events. There's something about open communication that really helps us end the shame and the stigma, and it helps us reclaim our power. You know, there's a saying that we're only as sick as our secrets. And so when you share your story and you're no longer hiding, you get rid of that sickness. I have found that being in a sense of a supportive environment like group therapy does wonders for us. But what we're recognizing right now is that around the world, even Mother Nature is saying, no more silence. And with the Me Too movement, many of my friends and colleagues and clients have seen the incredible power that we reclaim as human beings when we are open, vulnerable, and honest. So what we feared would be a weakness is actually perceived as a strength by others, and it's actually experienced by ourselves as truly empowering. And so by being a part of this group book project, you are supported. The time is now for us to rise up and speak up. And so we are inviting people who've experienced some sort of life trauma and are now beyond it. Maybe you have a special technique that helped you to heal, whether that was spiritual healing or it was journaling, meditation, yoga, psychotherapy, traveling the world, whatever it is, we want to highlight the many, many, many ways that we can heal after trauma. Because as a doctor and a therapist, we have our own highfalutin beliefs about what works, and we've got scientific studies to back them up. But what I notice is there's such creativity in the human spirit when we have to learn how to survive. And now is the time for us to truly break the silence and end the stigma. And there's something that happens when you really finally own your story. You actually recognize that your voice matters. You do have a right to speak up, because for many people, if they experienced some sort of abuse or even just witnessed abuse early on in their life and they were told to keep a secret, to keep their mouths shut, otherwise, somebody else was going to end up either hurting them or exposing them.
But when you get to own your voice and use it to put an end to either further abuse or future abuse, it gives you such a sense of accomplishment because you have reclaimed your power. And what we're seeing now is that we can help other people by showing them our strength. We can mirror back to others that they have that same power and strength within them. And it's life affirming, it's life advancing, having this emotional connection first to yourself and then being able to share that with other people. So being a part of this book project means you're part of a group, you're part of a global community, and you have the support and the backing that you're not going to be doing this alone. And that's really what the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement has shown. It's like, guess what? We're here, we're supporting you, we're holding the space, and we're going to be standing witness to you reclaiming your power and really stepping up into your healing. Because the most important thing to me is not that you are a survivor. I almost don't even like people being labeled as survivors because it's also somewhat limiting. I want you to be able to show the world that not only have you survived, but you are thriving. There is an identity shift that comes when you're no longer feeling like a victim or feeling like you've just slightly overcome. And because talk therapy happens behind closed doors, and even some of our group therapy or our retreats really happen in isolation, when you come out, it means that you get to go beyond that secrecy. You get to add meaning to your experience beyond yourself because you're helping other people do the same. And your voice truly, truly does matter. If you happen to be a coach or a healer or you're involved in public speaking, then you probably already know the business and the branding benefits of having your work published. Becoming a published author is a wonderful way for you to share with the world that you're serious about what you're offering as a healer or a light worker. And owning your story humanizes you, to be honest. Nobody wants to see people up on a pedestal, no guru worship anymore. We want to be healed by people who really feel like us, who know where we are and where we've been. And so this could be a beautiful opportunity for you. I would like to invite you to co-author my next book, Life Rewritten, Life After Love, Sex, and Relationship Trauma, Breaking the Silence to Build Resilience. You can become a published author this year by sharing your personal story in a collaborative book, all with step-by-step guidance using my MVP publishing process. So join us so that you can share your story as well and make a difference in the world. Get all the details by visiting mylife.rewritten.com.
I'd like you to meet Dr. Faye Wilson, change agent, ordained minister, and host of Intentional, right here on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Dr. Faye, America Out Loud is all about the vision of the voices. How can one's voice make the ultimate difference?
The messages of this program and others that are on the Out Loud platform are so powerful that are reaching the world with positive messages. Even as a news platform, it is doing news in a different way so that people are actually standing up and paying attention to what's being said. And again, walking away from the table, having these discussions. I have people, let me tell you this quickly, I have people in my prayer group that are now listening to the Out Loud platform and they're texting me and calling me going, wow.
But we are excited you're here, AmericaOutLoud.com. Our commitment is clear, to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Hey there, it's Dr. Andrea here, host of Liberate Your Authentic Self. I'm really excited to tell you about a new book that we're bringing to the world called Time to Rise, featuring 29 inspiring changemakers from around the world, including Malcolm Outloud and Missy Crutchfield and Yvette Taylor, two co-hosts of Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, along with a few guests you may have heard on my show. To celebrate the power and the resilience of the human spirit, I'm bringing you short interviews with many of the authors in a special Ask the Author series. How do you pick yourself up when life knocks you down? Perseverance, grit, determination, resilience. These words describe natural human qualities which help us bounce back after any type of setback, illness, loss, betrayal, bankruptcy, divorce, abuse, and trauma. No one is immune to experiencing the tragedies of life at some point. Learning how to use your potential to rise again is what will keep you going. In Time to Rise, 29 inspiring changemakers from around the world share their personal stories of transformation that prove you can find your purpose, heal your life, and reemerge as the powerful creator you are. It can be tempting to think that the people who succeed in life or who recover after major devastating loss are special or somehow endowed with magical powers. The reality is, within you are the very same powers. You have the potential to live a life of meaning and purpose in alignment with your values. You have the right and the power to reclaim wellness, live with vitality, and enjoy real happiness. Get your copy of Time to Rise and enjoy free gifts with your purchase. May this book help you reconnect to who you really are. May you find peace and hope. May you claim this moment as your time to rise. Visit timetorise.me and buy the book anywhere books are sold. You're listening to Liberate Your Authentic Self with me, Dr. Andrea Pennington. Check me out on Instagram at Dr. Andrea Pennington. And now, back to the show. Have you ever wondered why it is so many rich, successful, and even powerful people have endured such painful lows that they didn't want to go on living? Well, I know what it feels like to give up on life. I battled depression and anxiety for years until I couldn't take it anymore. In 2005, I asked God to take my life. I was at an all-time low. I felt totally miserable and hopeless. But nobody knew because I was hiding my depression. I had a successful, high-paying career. I had been on Oprah, in magazines, and I even wrote my first book. But even with all of that, I knew that I couldn't go on living that way. It was too painful. I felt trapped and like I was living a lie because I just wasn't living true to myself. But I'm still here, and there was really one thing that saved me. There was one thing that set me free from depression and set me on a path to living my true purpose. My name is Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative medical doctor, author, and international TEDx speaker. And like so many other high-functioning, depressed people, really knowing and loving myself, becoming immune to the fear of what other people were thinking about me, has really set me free to live as my authentic self, and purposefully choosing and creating a life of fun, meaning, and adventure. But it didn't start out this way for me. I grew up feeling like I had to follow certain rules and I had to work really hard just to be accepted. I had to say all the right things, get good grades, and do what was expected of me. But no matter what I achieved, I never felt like I was good enough, and I never felt loved. Have you ever felt that way? Now, I did have this dream that someday I would finally get things just right and I could rest and be happy and do the things that I really loved. But it was such a struggle. I was constantly striving for perfection, always searching for the next big thing to achieve and hoping that it would lead to some sense of peace and happiness. I went to self-help conferences, immersed myself in spiritual practices, retreats, affirmations, but I just seemed to live on a hamster wheel of following old programs and never feeling free to do what I really wanted. Can you relate to any of this? Well, if you're still here and you've read tons of personal development books and recited mantras, tried to use the law of attraction, attended seminars while hoping that some guru was going to point the way to bliss, only to be disappointed and still miserable, I know how you feel. Because after trying all of that and still feeling like crap, I was ready to give up. In my first TED Talk, I admitted that it was in a moment of total surrender and crying to God that I left my body. And I thought my prayer was being answered. I saw my life flash before me, and the one thing that made total sense of it all was this message. At your core, the real you, outside of this earth suit and beyond all of your past drama and trauma, you are a perfect, lovable, infinite being. And in this game of life, you are meant to be in control as the author of your life story. I learned that we don't have to look to anyone or anything outside of us for validation, approval, acceptance, or love, because the truth is you are born lovable. Learning this spiritual truth allowed me to say yes to my life again, on my terms. And isn't that what we all really want? I mean, we were given free will, right? Well, based on hearing that message, I changed my life. And over time, I got to a place of real peace and acceptance for who I really am. And I've since followed my passion to create music, films, books, and even leading retreats and teaching what I learned at a university. And this is what I want to share with you, so that you can also experience the freedom, confidence, and real self-love. And all of that is programmed in your DNA, so it's already within you. Isn't that cool? My life didn't end the day I asked God to take it. I guess I had more to share in this lifetime. My awakening set me free from depression and erased the anxiety so that I could live as my authentic self. And the steps that I took are all in my new book, I Love You Me. The 5-step process in this book is what showed me how to follow my own desires, and being true to what I value the most allowed me to build a life of meaning and purpose on the French Riviera, which was a dream of mine. And I've developed wonderful friendships and relationships with amazing people. All of this while being my perfectly imperfect self. And I was the girl who doubted that she was good enough or smart enough. I was the girl who thought she had to check all of the boxes and do more and be more perfect before I could be accepted. I was the girl who hid her emotions and her real interests because I was so afraid that I would be rejected if I showed my real self. So fast forward to today, and here I am, enjoying the life that I've created for myself. And it feels so good to just be me without worrying about whether I'm saying the right things or wondering what people are thinking about me. And I'm no longer trying to fit into anyone else's box. It feels so good to know that I'm able to show my daughter that she can be her real self. She can follow her heart and do what brings her joy. And I can now stand on stages and be on TV shows and work with amazing clients with total integrity, teaching what I've learned the hard way. So if you're still watching this, you're probably a little bit like me and you want to live a life of happiness, confidently accepting and being your real self. But maybe you don't know how to get there or how to make it last. Well, I'd like to share the roadmap that I used that can also lead you out of the darkness of depression or conformity and into the light of a life that you are excited to live. I outlined the steps I took along with the research I did and developed a simple 5-step process for creating a foundation of real self-love. I've now taught this to thousands of people around the world, and it formed the basis of the Applied Positive Psychology course that I taught business students at the International University of Monaco. I put the steps and the exercises that work into the book, I Love You, Me. And I want you to have it. This book will explain how to become who you really are, and it outlines how your journey of personal discovery and real self-love can finally sink in and set you free. And isn't that what you really want? So I invite you to get a copy of the book, and I will share several videos to support you on your journey of self-love. This is my gift to you. This book and process has not only changed my life for the better, it's also transformed the lives of my students and clients, and I want it to do the same for you. I want to help you get immediate results. So when you order the book, I'm giving you access to the Real Self-Love Manifesto and get some guided meditations so that you can get started improving your confidence and discovering your authentic self right away. Another gift I have for you is free access to a masterclass on how to build an epic life, which I co-hosted with my friend, Dari Llewellyn Davies, the global Grand Slam adventurer and international TEDx speaker. Together, we show you the Diamond Life Design process, which helps you create an inspiring life vision aligned with the feelings you want to experience, while giving space for the various roles you play in life. In the masterclass, we show you how to make sure you take action and get results to live a life of no regrets. And because I connected to so many healers, coaches, and experts along my journey, I want you to have a digital copy of Time to Rise, a book I compiled with some amazing people from around the world who each share how they have become strong, resilient, healthy, and happy people. I know how it feels to go through life not feeling worthy of love or happiness. I suffered with depression and anxiety for years, searching for acceptance, feeling like a fraud, always worrying that someone would find out that I was some sort of imposter. So knowing that it was within me all along has been such a relief. Getting rid of the junk programming set me free to live life on my own terms. My mission is to help as many people as possible reconnect to their authentic self and an epic life of no regrets. Ultimately, I want you to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, me. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So get your copy of the book, then enter your information for instant access to the gifts that I promised you, including the Real Self-Love Manifesto, the guided audio meditations, the online masterclass on how to architect your own diamond life, and your digital copy of Time to Rise. All of these gifts have a combined value of over $200, and they're all free to you today when you get your copy of I Love You, Me. Are you ready to begin your personal journey toward real self-love, freedom, and confidence? Then let's do this. I look forward to hearing about your success and happiness. Much love. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Andrea. And did you know? I'm on the radio daily. Visit AmericaOutloud.com to download the talk radio app.